Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM. Dublin Delish. 98FM.
Yes, every single Tuesday at this time, producer Russell drops in to make me salivate and water, and then he tells me where I should be eating. Russell, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, what a compliment. Thank you, Paul. Thank you so much. A joy to be here with a Dublin Delish that I think might be of big interest to you, actually.
Okay, go on.
So normally on Dublin Delish, every Tuesday at this time, I will highlight one place.
Yes.
I'm going to be highlighting a melange of places.
A melange?
Oh, a whole group and collection of them, because something very exciting is happening.
Okay.
In your neck of the woods.
In Tala.
In Tala.
Oh, I think I know where
you're
going.
You know where we're going. So, the Priory Market is officially opening tomorrow, the 25th of June. And I think this is such an exciting development in Dublin's food scene. There's been talk over the last couple of weeks and months about different markets, places opening up. I know St. Andrew's Church was being talked about down near Molly Malone.
Yeah.
The Smithfield Market over, the fruit and veg market over there, that has been talked about for a long time. So it's great to see some action happening and things moving and things taking place. So,
because I suppose we look at the likes, you go to Cork with the Marina Market, it's become so big.
It's amazing there.
Even the Time Out Market in Lisbon, it's so big. So we need this happening in the city,
and I think, you know, little sparks create big fires in a very positive way, of course. And hopefully that is what's going to happen here in terms of the inspiration for more like this. One of the things, I used to live in London back over a decade ago, and one of the things I used to find fascinating about the street food scene there was that so many people were willing to test new ideas out, try them out, see how they worked, develop them, and then create big businesses and create things that are like, have 7, 8, 9 branches all across London.
Yeah.
You can have the same happening here, and that's what I'm really hoping for with a lot of these. So the Priory Market, it is a full indoor market that also has coffee roasters in it, also for a brewery in it, and of course lots of great food, everything from pizzas to street food, Mexican specialties, pastas, grills, and so much more. And it's a great selection of things.
And the joy about the Priory Market is, you know, being from Tala, it is central to Tala, but also it's so close to the likes of Temple Oak, Terran Uir, Walkinstown. There's so many different surrounding areas to where that, the spot of the Priory Market is.
Exactly. And now, I'm not too good on the public transport around that area, but I know just off the M50, it's an easy access to get to as well, which is amazing. So a couple of the things that are opening up in terms of the food offerings that sound incredible. There's Bless Up, which is serving Afro-Caribbean dishes. So you've got lots of things taken from such as Nigerian jollof rice, which is a really flavoursome dish, shawarmas, Caribbean rice and peas, so many great things that you'd be familiar with if you are into African Caribbean cuisines and flavours. El Migaro, who are normally at Herbert Park Market at the moment, doing incredible Mexican food. They're setting up shop at the Priory Market too. Coke Lane Pizza, who do sublime pizzas.
Oh, goodness.
You know them from the Circular Bar. Yes. They do great stuff there. One I'm really excited about, Seoul Kitchen. So this is Korean food. You know how I love my Korean food. Lots of different stuff. They've been in operation since 2016. So they have a lot of experience with markets and different things like that. And there's really great stuff. You've got Mama's Boy. This is some home-cooked family meals from the kitchens of Vietnam.
Ooh.
This is so amazing how many different cuisines are going into one small space, which is fantastic. And it's not a small space, it's a decent whack of a spot.
It's a huge spot, absolutely. They've been teasing this for so long. I've been watching it as it kind of come into fruition.
Yeah, exactly. You've kind of got, let's see, some other options. You've got some barbecuing going on there as well, the Fiery Pit. You've got Latin American Venezuelan food from Flavoritos. I'm just really, really excited about the prospect of all of this.
So there's so much that you can choose from. Is there anyone you know of and you've tasted before, and or are you just going to go in completely blind and just try everything out
Go in with a heavy wallet and a hungry stomach, and I'm going to try as much as possible. I have tried Coke Lane Pizza before, and I have tried Soul Kitchen, and both are absolutely wonderful places, and there's just so much. I love this. Hopefully, as I say, this can be the start of something magical.
And also, as well as at the timings that a Priory Market is open, from what I'm seeing, they're opening at like something like 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. which means that you can go in throughout the day and into the evening as well.
Exactly.
Especially for the summer, this is going to be well needed.
Oh, absolutely. And if you look at it, just the weather good, weather bad, it doesn't matter. A lot of these, you know, when they have street food markets and they're in parks, they get really impacted by it.
Amazing.
As well. So I think this is a really great addition to the city. Hopefully we'll maybe get out there ourselves, have a little visit sometime. It'd be great.
Listen, you've just told me it's open tomorrow. I'll report back Thursday morning to tell you exactly how it is. Producer Russell with Dublin Delish every single week.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
Somebody that is completely cooler than me, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm now being joined on 98FM by the one and the only Miss Samantha Mumba. Good morning.
We are reunited, finally.
Reunited again. I was only showing the lads upstairs the first picture we ever got together, which was in 2013 when you performed at Promo at the Dragon.
Yes, I remember this. And did I have weird, like, what do you call them?
Extensions?
No, that as well, probably. But like, that hold up your trousers.
Oh, yeah. The britches.
Yes.
The britches. Oh, my goodness.
I was going through some things.
Weren't we all, babe? Weren't we all? Listen, so good to have you. First of all, we have to talk about the fact that it's 25 years celebrating Gotta Tell You top the charts.
I know.
How does that, like, when you look back at that, do you kind of think, oh, my God, 25 years, what a career, what a lifetime, what an icon?
No, I definitely don't think that.
So that's just me then, isn't it?
I so appreciate that. No, it's weird because it's like, how is that 25 years ago? But then it's like, no, that's a lifetime ago.
Yeah,
it does feel that long ago. And it's so funny, I've been clearing stuff out in my mom's house as well this trip, and just all the old stuff. Old contracts, schedules, all the things. It's like, oh my God.
Do you love to come home? Because I know you've been home for a month now. You've been doing the circuit. I know you were doing Mighty Hoopla in the UK,
yes,
which is a very, very big LGBTQ plus festival.
It's gorgeous.
And we will get into why you're here. Do you love when you get to come home from LA for a little bit?
I love it. And you know what? I just think you can't beat Dublin in the summer. And like, even, I know it's been raining a little bit, but it's just still been so warm. And I don't know. It's the best place.
Yeah.
So the timing's worked out.
You mentioned that there's a new set of music on the way and we're in our grown woman era.
I am.
What does that music sound like? How are you navigating that?
And it's not even saying, oh, I'm a grown woman. It's just standing on business. I say what I mean. I mean what I say. I'm very, very, I just stand behind my music, where I'm at. The new show that we put together is really, really great. And so I'm having so much fun performing that and doing that. And we're adding in, new elements. I think it's natural, right? We're all supposed to grow and change and kind of continually figure everything out.
And we're still trying to do it.
And will forever be, yeah.
Something we haven't got to work out or figure out is where you're going to be this coming Saturday, because the Mother Pride Block Party is iconic. I've played the main stage myself. I know what that feels like to look out to that crowd. Are you excited to come home to a Dublin crowd and play such a massive, massive gig?
Like, you have no idea. Like, this is the big one for me, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just because this is where I started. This is home. And so to be able to do that show, I'm so unbelievably excited. We've amazing things planned. It's going to be a good one.
And the LGBTQ plus community, they always kind of revive and they always love to say slay queen, and especially to you and especially in this country, because you are still the Irish icon. What does it mean to have that kind of support from the LGBTQ plus community? Because you grew up with it. Your friends.
This is why I still have a career, from my very, very first single. There's always been just a love and a mutual respect and just partnership. And so I'm forever grateful for that. That's why I'm here.
Are you going to get involved in the celebrations post gig this coming
Absolutely.
Saturday?
Absolutely.
You're ready to enjoy.
Absolutely.
And I know you've mentioned before the George holding a special place in your heart.
Yeah.
What makes a venue like that, kind of being the epicenter of the community, so special for you?
I think, again, just for me, like, even as like a young teenager and sneaking into the George, like, it's like, it's always just been an iconic place to me. So like, it's for me, any gig at home, particularly LGBTQ plus, is always going to feel special. And I really feel home when I've got that. And I don't know, just the energy and the love that I get from the audience. And the George is a small enough venue.
Yeah.
And it blows me away. Like, it's unarming.
When they're behind you, it is just like this support. And you said that you want audiences to feel the love that you put into your shows.
Really.
How do you
kind
of personally prepare to channel that energy? I've seen you live. I've seen you tear a house down, so many times in your career before. How do you prepare that energy?
Do you know what? It's evolving a lot. So I'm actually a total nervous Nelly nowadays. So there might be a little whiskey, whiskey with honey and lemon is definitely tradition. That's evolving as well. I think before I'd just be like, I got to go out and perform and dance. Whereas now I'm really wanting to just enjoy the moment and like really feel it in real life rather than getting off stage going, oh, what just happened? Oh, it went well,
Favourite parts when you come home? Are you a Tato? Are you a King person?
Funnily enough, I've evolved from the crisps.
What?
My taste bud, it's not there anymore. Now, if I'm doing any crisp, it's a Tato smoky bacon now.
A smoky bacon?
Yes, a smoky bacon.
That's like saying ready salted.
I know,
to me.
And I also do pineapple on a pizza. See, I'm one of those.
Oh,
I know.
Our friendship has just died off there now.
But no, Kearns' sausages have my... I like... the amount of sausages that I've eaten on this trip.
Are you a tea bag person? Are you one of those? Do you drink tea when you're home?
I do. Funny enough, never ever did, and only have in the past 2 years. And now I'm mad for the tea, mad for a Barry's.
Well, listen, Samantha Mumba, thank you so much for coming in tonight to LFM and coming chatting to us. I would love to say that you could get tickets to go see Samantha at the Mother Pride Block Party, but as far as I'm aware, they are now sold out as of this morning.
Yes.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.